Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with David Schmitz with the Iowa Arts Council and Chris Kramer with the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs about Indianola's Great Places designation.
The Iowa Great Places program has been around for about 16 years, but it was really created to showcase communities for and recognizing them for their greatest assets. And so, you know, while there may be many communities that have, you know, good schools or good downtowns, but what we're looking for is a community that has, how do you stand out? How are you unique? And so Indianola came forth and they really shared with us their community's connection to arts and culture, history, historic preservation, as well as the connectivity to a lot of the recreational facilities. And that's what they came forth with. And so we did a visit in June, and we're so proud that now they're one of our 42 Iowa Great Place communities, and certainly well deserving of the honor. And it really is a pleasure to have her be so supportive of a lot of our placemaking, creative placemaking. It's really about building communities. And while some people may think Indianola is, you know, part of Des Moines and greater Des Moines, and while there's certainly the connectivity, but Indianola is its own community. And it's important that you continue to build upon all the great assets that you have here so that you can have great quality of life and attract people to this community. You have a lot of great small businesses all around the town square and all around downtown and throughout Indianola. And that's really important because, you know, to keep people just happy and working and active in this community. But I know her schedule, especially during the pandemic, has been challenging, and this has been a place that she's wanted to come to. So as part of her 99 county tour. So we're really glad that Indianola was on the list to come down here.
You bet. Well, as Chris said, we're one of three divisions of the department alongside the State Historical Division in the Film Office. The Arts Council quite simply makes sure that Iowans have access to the arts wherever they live. And that's a mission we've been passionate about for almost 50 years. The Great Places program is probably our flagship placemaking program. You heard Chris use that term. Placemaking to us means using arts and creativity and culture to revitalize communities, right? Whether that be their downtown, whether that be public art along trails, whether that be recreational areas that the arts are brought into. And I would just add, one of the things we heard from Indianola leaders that was really unique was that collaboration between college and town. And that doesn't happen in every community, as we know. And it was amazing to hear your Simpson College leaders and your city leaders talking about the same long-term vision. And so, you know, to bring it back to the Arts Council, that's the sort of thing we want to invest in, because we know when there's that shared creative vision around using arts and culture, state investment, if that follows, it's going to be put to good use and help to realize that long-term vision.
Well, it certainly is a collaboration, and within the communities. Last year, we started getting all those communities together, and in fact, next Friday, we have a program called the Creative Exchange, and so we're gathering the leaders from all of our Great Place communities so that they can talk to each other, and they can build upon the successes that another town maybe had to work on a project. It might be a historic preservation project or redoing their town wayfinding and streetscaping and signage. It might be similar to, you know, connecting through your trails, like some of the arts and cultural places, to another, you know, to a lake or another recreational facility. So these community leaders can talk to each other and be part of a network to say, oh, so-and-so did that in whatever town, mm-hmm. and that's somebody that I want to connect with and learn from to see how we can make that happen. So not only will we connect them to each other, we'll provide resources to other state and federal agencies. So making contacts, helping them to understand how to navigate some of the incentives that will eventually leverage a lot of private investment. And then last, and probably most importantly, are the grants. So we offer grants for a lot of these programs, whether it's for Arts Build Communities, recognizing cultural heritage, historic preservation types of grants, or even use of the Historic Tax Credit Program. But also the Iowa Great Places grants that can be used for infrastructure projects. So we offer a variety of different grants, and we just are here to help people develop their projects so they can get them funded.
Thanks to David Schmitz and Chris Kramer for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.